Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft, widely known as the Traveling Rabbi, is the spiritual leader and the national director of the Small Jewish Communities Association. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Well, thank God. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So it is fascinating because I would imagine that with the diminishing numbers in the small communities, Jewish communities around Africa, that we do have participation of many non-Jewish colleagues and friends in those communities, keeping them going to some extent.
So the interest in Jewish life, Jewish activities is very widespread. And the phenomenon of the diminishing numbers of small communities is now in Johannesburg as well, as we see the various synagogues diminishing in numbers, closing, schools losing 10, 15, 20 kids at a time, making aliyah, going all over the world. So it's a psychology, it's a mindset. It's not only people in the country communities. Our philosophy for the last 28 years has been inclusivity, where we allow and we encourage people that want to be involved, but they must understand their place in the event. In many cases, people are married out of the faith, they have non-Jewish spouses, etc., so therefore some of their kids are not Jewish, etc. And as long as we explain to them where they fit in and where they stand, they very, very much appreciate being allowed to be included in the activities.
The links between, or the similarities that you see when you go from community to community, what is that? What defines, or what are the commonalities that you see in all of these, or in many of these communities?
Yeah, so that's a very, very interesting question. And it, once again, it filters down to the bigger centers of Johannesburg and Cape Town, et cetera, et cetera. Is people want to, Jewish people are experiencing the diminishing numbers, the evacuation of Jews from various communities, and they want to feel that they are still part of an active community. They still want to feel that they haven't been abandoned by either their friends or the leadership, or people just shut the door and they said, well, you're not enough people, so goodbye. And that is really what it's about. People, those that choose to remain behind, or those that have or can't leave for whatever the reason is, they want to feel that they still belong. And that is what's so important. That's what we work very closely on.
Which is quite ironic, because my observation has been that people in country communities belong more because they're relied upon more, they're more instrumental in keeping their communities going versus, or in contrast to some of the larger community areas where you can just get lost in the system and nobody knows if you're there or not.
Quite right, 100%. But there are lots of people, but because the numbers are getting so small, it's easier for people, A, to connect, and B, for the leadership to connect with those that are remaining behind.
It is really, really fascinating. What do you think happens in the future to these communities?
Well, what's interesting in Africa, for example, a number of the communities are having an influx of Israelis moving into them.
Ah.
And so Chabad is opening up all over Africa to cater for these Israelis. It's ironic that diaspora Jews are making aliyah, and there's over 1.1 million Israelis living out of Israel today. It's an interesting phenomenon that there's a turnaround of people moving around. But so in Africa particularly, you've got a huge amount of Israelis coming, and they celebrate the minor festivals, Hanukkah and Purim for them, Simchat Torah, those are for them the big events. The idea is, as I say, is to keep them connected, to have a facility for them to be able to be connected. And we've had now with Corona, unfortunately, all the way through Africa, deaths of mainly Israelis. And in many cases, we've had to assist with advice of how to either bury them in Africa or have them bodies sent back to Israel.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft, we don't have more time, unfortunately. Just keep doing the amazing work that you're doing, connecting people all around the country and all around Africa. The vital role to play for our outlying community.